Hey guys!
Welcome to the Strawberry Milk Pod.
This is our new podcast set! What? Okay, episode 14. We have video, we have a set. How are we feeling?
We have really come a long way with this.
It's so cute. I love this. It's so fun.
I love it. It's so pink. I don't know if it's as pink as it is in the camera, but it is decked out in pink. Like the wallpaper. We've been wanting to use this for so long, so I'm excited.
Yeah, we were going to record before Palm Springs on the set, and then stuff was like a rush before, and we didn't want to have like a bad episode where we reveal it all. So here it is.
I already want to make a new set.
I'm like, what if we switch out our set every week? But yeah, it looks pretty cool. So this is where you'll see us record now when we're not traveling,
which will be never.
So you'll see this every 10 episodes. Okay, this is episode 14, Georgia, which means we've been doing this for 14 weeks.
I didn't think we'd make it this long.
I know. And
it was really fun making this set, though. We definitely didn't do it all on our own, but it was really, really fun. I like to do like creative things like this, but it's funny because we've been looking at this for like 2 months, but you guys haven't seen it yet. And so I'm already kind of like sick of it and I want to do a new one. But that is what happens with bikinis too. Like we'll drop, by the time we're dropping the bikini, I'm like, I'm over it. I've worn it all week. I've looked at it for like 4 months, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. But I think that we could always do another one and like switch it up. We could even have like multiple sets like around the room. But it's weird. I feel like I'm on like a talk show now.
The lights are kind of bright.
They are bright. There's like a bunch of lights. Anyways, so
how do you feel in our new office?
I love the new office. So we moved into the new office right before we left to Palm Springs for about 3 weeks. And I kind of had FOMO when I was away. So it's really nice to be back. And well, like the week before we left, we had moved in. So we were like rushing to get as much like settled in. And now I feel like we're settling in even more, which has been nice. How do you feel?
I love it. Yeah, I agree too. When we left, it was like kind of sad to leave because you move into your new space and then you're not even allowed to like be in it. But it has been so nice to just like decorate something, because since I live at home, like the only reason why I'd want to move out is to be able to like decorate a space, have like a living room, have a kitchen. So this is letting me release that energy. I've just gone crazy. I got so many cute things and I think it's really coming together.
I agree. I think it looks really cool.
Except we aren't finished. Like we only have like one corner of the space that's finished, and I keep like posting Instagram stories of like the pretty spots. Like,
no, see what I mean?
It just died. Was it not charging?
No, it was.
We just lost Sunny because the camera broke. You guys, this is so difficult to do because you have to have three cameras and then the mics, and you have to sync all of the sound and the images together, and all the cameras die all the time. It's so frustrating. Orson, he dropped my camera on the beach and got sand in it, and it got completely ruined. Anyways, we want to do an office tour as soon as possible, but it was really funny because I posted like some Instagram stories of like the really cute corner, basically where me and Sid's desk are, but everything behind us like kind of looks like crap. Like it's a warehouse, right? We have our warehouse and our office all on one floor. So it's kind of like catfishing, but one of my friends came to go check it out yesterday and she's like, oh, it looks so nice. I was like, yeah, this is it. It's just this corner though. Like she looks around and the rest just looks like crap. But I don't know. I think that whenever like we talk about doing an office tour, we're like, we'll wait till it's finished. But I don't think it's ever going to be finished. I think we're going to be constantly adding stuff to it and it'll never be like where we want it to be. So we might as well just do an office tour now and kind of like show you guys what it looks like. So we'll probably do that in the next episode. Ugh, I just love it so much. But a couple things we need to work on, like our Wi-Fi connection is really slow because we're so high up in the sky. Yeah, so we're so high up in the sky in our new place, even though it's like gorgeous. But there's when you're really, really high up, you can't, like we're on the top floor. So all the other Wi-Fis near us are all coming in. Like we can connect to, I think, 24 different Wi-Fis from all the other buildings and all the other floors. And apparently that makes your Wi-Fi connection really difficult to stay connected to in such a big space with a million windows. I don't know. That's just what they told me. So my Wi-Fi doesn't really work very well up there. That's something we're going to need to work on. But so we have like Ethernet cables, but we only have so many. So we're literally like sharing. Sydney will be like, oh, I need to load this page. Or I like hand her the cable and then mine will work for like 10 seconds. It's like, oh, we need to print something. Cable goes into the printer. Like it's kind of hectic in that way.
Something I also want to mention, like in terms of the Ethernet and stuff, like it's funny because it's literally just you and I figuring this stuff out. And like we obviously have help. That sounds
stupid. It's literally an internet cable.
No, but like I think of all the stuff we do get like a lot of help. But like at the end of the day, like the same with like this like podcast that like you can hire people here and there. But like it's literally
but they don't know what they're doing
either.
We're
just trying to figure it out one by one. So I feel like each day it's like us like solving puzzles.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk quickly about how so moving into the new office, I feel like there's like now that we're I just feel like there's a new energy and I'm really focusing in on morale right now because I think that like a happy workplace is the best. And today I have a bunch of freezies in the freezer right now and I'm gonna hand them out to everyone. I feel like I'm gonna make it like my Friday thing to bring in a cold treat.
Sydney's main task is always morale.
I'm always like every day I come in I'm like are you having fun. They're like, yeah, what do you mean?
Says the boss, is anyone mad at me?
Is everyone no that actually so that's not even a joke. I'm always like, Georgia, are they mad? Like
no, I agree.
You know what's funny, the other day is it was like early in the day and I'm like, I feel like everyone just like wants to go home, like should I send them home? And I literally had to look within and go, okay, this this is a job, but this is a workplace.
This is a job. Yeah, but literally that is how it feels. I think it's because of our generation.
Yeah,
but like I'm constantly thinking about how everyone's feeling too, which is not what we should be doing because that's not how you run a business.
It is important, but like it's like we do it on times where it's not relevant. Like,
I think
I'm like, oh, it's Friday. Everyone probably wants to leave at noon and it's sunny. Like,
I think too, it was only a year ago where we were working our jobs. Yeah. Like I was literally at Cactus Club and I know how it feels. You know, I'm like in my crappy little staff room and one of my coworkers is annoying me and I'm like so done with my manager.
Yeah.
Like so it was just literally a year or 2 years ago. So I think that's why, because we just know how it feels. Whereas I think most people probably like slowly work their way up to be in a position, right?
I honestly always loved my old workplace too, though. Like I feel like my old managers, I love them. I still talk to them. I still call my old coworkers my coworkers, but I feel like they made an effort every day to make like work fun and they really achieved that. So like I just like I feel like I look up to them. I'm trying to like emulate everything I saw them do.
Like Cindy and I kind of are a good balance because she will be the chatter. She'll be like, how's your day going? She'll be like the morale and I'll be like, guys, we need to get this done. Like, is this done? I keep us on track while she's like making sure the workplace is fun. I don't know. I just don't really think like workplace having fun in the workplace. It's I don't know. Like come cop, do your job, cop. Go home. Like, I don't really think about that type of thing. Does that sound bad?
I know. Well, I feel like I never thought about it again until like my last job. They really like the way they ran stuff. Oh my gosh, was amazing. Like, I feel like they really took care of everyone and I just really want to create that same energy. Like I loved going to work every day. I didn't want to leave my job. I loved it.
Maybe it's because all of my jobs that I've had, most of them being in the service industry, like that wasn't something that I ever had. Like our managers didn't care if you were having a good day. I was like, come get your hours, make money, leave. And not that it was a toxic
when I worked at a restaurant, I had the same vibe. It was like in and out and I'd like clock on so many hours. Like I would always stay late and stuff and they were like, yeah, sure, they didn't care. I don't know if it was like even allowed.
I obviously had coworkers that I loved, like my coworking friends, but I was never the girl who would go in and like talk. Like when someone said, oh, how was your weekend? I was like, good, got some rest. Like, no, I didn't. I was blacking out, but I'm not going to tell you that.
I would never tell my coworkers
like,
that.
I'm not, I don't know. It's not like my family. Does that make sense? I'm very like,
I am going to go reformat this camera. Hey, why don't you tell them about what's to come this summer for Strawberry Milk Mob? Like what's coming? Like everyone's at the edge of their seat.
Yeah. So we're
today's also a drop.
No one is interested. Wait, no one is on the edge of their seat. Okay, so Milk Mob, what do we have coming? So we have our drop today. If you guys are listening, it's Tuesday, May 7th. We released a bunch of new Stagecoach designs. They're so fun, so country. Ever since coming back from Stagecoach, I am a country girl. Like I've been listening to Morgan Wallen. and all of the country singers in my car, which is so not me. So I'm really into that. And yesterday I saw Brad was golfing with all his guy friends. And like, you know, when they always make their stories of like golfing the hole or whatever the hell they do, he had country music playing in the background. And I was like, no freaking way you're putting your friends on country music now. Like, I can already picture it. Me and Kelowna on a boat, blaring the country songs, shaking my ass to Morgan Wallen. Like, that is so what I'm excited for. I'm so over the rap music. It can take a seat. I'm not interested anymore. But yeah, we have a lot coming this summer. We're actually going to Japan in May. I'm so excited for Japan. People have told me my whole life that I'm going to love Japan because I love to buy like little, how to just like, I love to go into a store that has like a million little like figurines and things like that and just buy it, or like hair bows, accessories. Like, apparently there's really good shopping in Japan. I know there's like other great stuff to look at, but like, I'm mainly excited for the shopping. I'm gonna bring like an entire suitcase that's just empty, or I'll probably buy a suitcase there, but I'm gonna be shopping till I drop. So I'm really excited for that. And that's coming really soon. I'm a little bit stressed because I know there's going to be like a huge cultural shock, which everyone has been warning me about. Apparently it's like crazy busy when you get to the airport, and but everyone is like super civilized and polite and amazing. And it's like a really clean city. Like, compared to Canada, I'm so excited to check it out. I think I'm going to love it, but I'm nervous because I don't know what to wear. Like, I've seen videos where everyone's so fashionable in Tokyo, but I also have heard like you need to be a bit more conservative. I think I dress pretty conservatively already, but I don't know. So that's something that I'm kind of like trying to figure out. Wow, what a difficult life I have to worry about that. The main reason that we're going to Japan is because my brother is getting married.
Yay!
Yeah, and they're getting married in Japan, which is so cute. So she actually has a very detailed like schedule and outfits, which makes it so helpful to know like what we're doing for the bridal shower, etc. I've never been a bridesmaid.
She is so organized, and also I love her more than I love my brother. No.
I'm really excited.
She is.
It's helpful that she has like everything laid out. Like, she told us what we need to wear, the themes, like we're going to Disneyland, or what's it called? Japanese Disneyland.
We're going to Disney Sea. Which is supposed to be really amazing. Yeah, she has like a whole outfit plan, so that helps a lot too though, because we can like pick out our outfits, and I know that they'll all be wearing that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. We each chose like a different princess to be. So I'm being Snow White.
I'm being Tinkerbell.
But that's the thing. Like, do I wear a dress? But because we're going to be going on rides, so I kind of need like a skirt.
I need to find something cute. I was looking this morning and I'm so excited though. Like, it's going to be really cool. I'm excited for all the food.
Oh yeah, I've heard that the food, you know what I'm really excited for? To go to like the 7-Elevens that they have. And then you know those videos on TikTok where she like takes out the cup, then she puts in the ice, then she puts in her iced tea, and then she eats like an egg salad sandwich. I'm going to be making TikToks every day at the Esso station.
I think I'm going to love Japan. I think Georgia is going to like eat up everything about Japan. Like, you are going to thrive there. I think it's just like the TikToks are going to be popping off too. Like, you love to do. Everywhere Georgia goes, she's just like purchasing things. Like, we went into Target in Palm Springs to quickly grab something. And we're like, okay, it's not here. We have to leave. And Georgia was like, I need to buy something.
I do have a weird, like, if I go into a store, I have to buy something. And I always think of that movie where it's like 27 Dresses. No, Shopaholic. Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Sometimes I'm like, is this a problem? But that's the thing. I'm not out here
buying. She's been like this her entire life, though. Like, we'd be 5 years old and every single store we walk in, she's like, Mom, can I get this? And it's like, it could be an apple.
I can't explain the feeling that I get, though. Like, I need to get that thing that's in my hand. Like, I need to get it. And then I get it. And then I sometimes just like give it away to someone, but for some reason I needed to get it. I don't know.
I think that what they're happens not big items. Is you go into a store and you're like, task in store, must shop, and then you like, yeah, you have to like shop.
Yeah, that could be it. It just makes me feel,
yeah,
so
it's
good.
Nothing crazy,
but like, we're talking about like, I'll buy a lip gloss, you know, I didn't really need another one, but like, I have to buy something, I'm in Sephora, like things like that. But the thing is about me is I don't like to do anything outside of my comfort zone, I guess. Like, I know what I like. I like to be a little enclosed and like safe. And I don't know, like, I'm nervous about Japan. I didn't want to go to Japan for a full 10 days because
you're going to love it. I guarantee it.
But people say it's like so busy. There's a time change. I'm away from home. I don't like being tired. Traveling for like 10 hours freaks me out. Like, those are the type of things that make me feel uncomfortable. So I have a bit of anxiety about it. But then Sydney's like, no, we have to extend for 10
days. Wait, I am literally so excited. It's weird though, because I think I'm the more nervous one, but like, I am so excited. I would go to, if someone was like, we're going to go to Japan for 30 days, I'd be like, yep, sign me up. Like, I want to travel for the rest of my life.
I don't like to be away from home for more than 3 weeks.
I could never return to home. I don't need to ever return.
Yeah, we're very different in that way. So that's the one thing that's making me like, and Japan is so far from home because like, what if, do you know what one of my fears is? What if there's no food that I like to eat and I have to starve? Okay, so we just realized that it wasn't recording. It just stopped.
For 18 minutes.
We just talked for 18 minutes and you guys missed it all. But I just want to say something because I know it stopped recording at the Japan part. I have this really, okay, first of all, I'm not an anxious person. I'm not a stressed person. Like, not very much bothers me. What bothers me?
Business.
Yeah,
or like, if anyone's mean to me.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't fall asleep last night because I was so stressed about our June launch coming in time. Like, that's the type of stuff that keeps me up at night, but nothing else does. But I do have one thing that has recently started, probably because I'm traveling more, the airport and my luggage. I get so stressed about it. Like, when I drop my bag off to get checked, I will just be like, oh my God, I'm never going to see it again. Like, it's never going to get to me. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to lose my luggage. Like, I have, or like someone seeing me roll my suitcase. Like, for some reason that gives me anxiety. Like, I am so scared of airport and my luggage getting lost and like having too many bags, it being embarrassing. Like, my things getting broken. Like, I don't know why.
When we were leaving Palm Springs, the girl like tagged all the baggage. And she was like, okay, you're good to go. And Jordan's like, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna wait here until I see you put it on the conveyor belt. The girl was like, okay, weirdo. Like,
no, she was like annoyed that I said that. She's like, yeah, I'm about to put it on, like, just not this second. I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna wait until you put it on, because I have gotten my bag lost. And yeah, it's a horrible
lot.
Feeling.
You've gotten your bag lost a lot.
And they just like, and most of the time it's because, oh yeah, never got on the plane, it's still sitting at the gate. Sorry about that. They don't give a crap. So I'm like, I'm watching it get onto the belt, miss. Put it onto the belt. I check like the luggage tags to make sure it says like the city I'm going to, because one time I was going to London and they put in London in India. There's a city in India called
London.
Do you
mean Athens?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was going to Athens. Right. Sorry. Athens. And they put it into a city in India. Anyways, my bag ended up in India. Okay. On my little tracker thing. And I'm like, what the hell? Turns out there's another city called, like, I was just, so I always like triple check everything. I know some people just have never got their bag stolen and they don't get it. But when it happens to you out of nowhere, you're really like, damn, I really have to rebuy all my makeup and all my clothes and all my shoes.
I also think that we get this from our dad, just like paranoia.
Yeah.
Like my dad growing up, he's always like, only the paranoid survive. Only the paranoid survive. Like, we'd always go through security. It's like phone, chargers, passports. Like, I'm checking. I think everyone feels this, but I'm always thinking that someone stole my passport the entire travel day. Mm-hmm. Like, I get super worried. The only time I get anxious is carry-ons. Because when I do bring a carry-on, we've talked about this before.
That is the other part of it too. Just like, you get to the gate and they're like, okay guys, so everyone who is planning on carrying their luggage on, we are, it's such a surprise, like super weird. This never happens. We have no room for any of your carry-ons. Super weird. We're going to have to take them all from you. Like, why don't you guys have it like a bigger plane, or like,
don't
let us carry stuff
why
on.
There isn't a system where you can book a carry-on.
Yeah.
And then
it's
like,
booked
what?
Up.
Done.
Exactly.
Because that's simple.
If I'm carrying something on, like, the only time I carry stuff on is if it's like, I can't check this. Like, I'm not going to check a nice bag that I have. I'm not going to check my AirPods. I need them. Or like, there's just certain things that you're not going to check. I'm not going to check my laptop. Exactly. Yeah. And so then they're like, oh, we're checking your bag. It's like, how do I say absolutely hell no? How do I say that? Because I can't. I literally cannot check this. Do you understand? So that's like one thing that I'm like sitting up, I'm riled up right now. It really gets me going.
Yeah, I agree. Didn't, when we were in Palm Springs though, wasn't one of our friends saying that there's a new law where if flights are canceled and like baggage is lost or something, there's
good
a price to be paid?
Good. Because they have to, they owe us. Like, there's no other business in the world that gets away with the type of stuff that airlines get away with. Like, you purchase a ticket, it costs an arm and a leg, and then they're like, sorry, didn't work today. See you later. Good luck, stranded in this
airfare,
city you don't know.
Airfare is very expensive, and that you do just kind of, you get treated like you're riding the bus for sure.
They're like, oh, $100 to check your bag. It's a pound overweight. And by the way, we will lose it and we're never giving it back to you and we don't care. Like, who gets away with that? It's absolutely absurd. Drives me crazy.
Then there's one, I'm not going to name specific airlines, so there's one airline where like...
Air Canada.
Their employees are just like... Whenever I meet mean employees, I just blame management. Like, I'm like, there's got to be something higher up.
Wait, I've met some nice ones though. I don't think you can say like a full airline is bad.
Well, I consistently notice that WestJet employees are so happy.
True.
The happiest people you've ever met, WestJet employees. I constantly come across angrier people on Air Canada, and I'm like kind of sensitive, and I'm like a nice girl. So I'm like, I don't know why I'm getting like an attitude, or like, it's just weird. Like, I didn't do anything. I don't even like talking to people.
I think I get so riled up because all the issues that they have, like not very nice staff or losing your bag or cancel flights. Like, I know all the solutions to that. And from a business point of view, as we are running our own business as well, and we come across things like this, we have lots of different customer complaints that we change as soon as we get them. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to figure out a system so that you don't lose people's bags. So I think that's why it drives me crazy. I think we need to change the topic because my blood pressure is literally rising right now.
Okay, so we lost one camera view.
Guys, the cameras keep dying. And Sydney's like, let's just keep talking until they all die.
We're having like such a crisis.
So we're going to Oddfish tonight, but the problem is the reservation is at 8, and
I'm not gonna last that long.
Like, who can last that long?
It's at, I thought it was 7:30. Is it 7:30 or 8?
Everyone's gonna be late, like, obviously.
Okay, so you're gonna eat at 9. The problem I run into is like, I always come home, I'll make dinner rezos with my friends, and they're like, okay, we're gonna meet at 8, and then I get home from work at around like 5:30, and I'm starving, and I cannot wait. I always be like, I'm gonna have one snack, and then I eat a whole meal.
She eats multiple meals. No. She will chow
and
down.
Then I get to dinner, and then I feel like such a little bleep being like, sorry guys, I'm full. So then I'll sometimes pity order stuff, or I'll just like get,
oh,
like,
come on, don't even say pity order, like, you are chowing it down as well. But I know what you mean. Like, it's so hard when you're working a 9-to-5, even though we're working a 24/7. Probably a lot of people feel that way, but it's hard when you get home and you're starving, and then you cannot wait for your dinner reso, let alone you cannot like do your makeup, get ready while you're hungry.
Yeah.
So then by the time you get to the restaurant, you're like, oh, I already ate 7 meals, sorry.
And then your friends are kind of like, well, why'd you come?
Yeah, it's like, don't you want my what's it called, don't you want my
presents
or not?
I just came here to entertain you guys.
Okay, so my friend started seeing this guy, and they have been talking for like, I think maybe a month or 2 months, and she's starting to like really, really like him, or I think they both like each other, whatever. It's going good, right? And then I have a boyfriend, I've been with him, we're coming up on 3 years, so that's wild. But we're obviously like way more serious, right? And like, when I just want to know your opinion, like, do you because we're talking about going on a double date, like, we both really want to go on this double date, and I want to like meet him, we think both of them, our boyfriends, will get along with each other. Okay, well, he's not her boyfriend yet, but do you think it's going to be like awkward for her? Because sometimes I used to feel that I didn't like going out on a double date with someone who was like really serious like that. Wait, I also have a funny story about this, but what do you think? Do you think that's going to be fun or like weird?
I think
I mean, I'm down. I have no problem.
I hate double dates.
But it might be awkward for her. Oh my God, I love double dates. That's my favorite thing to do.
Say something.
Sydney's looking like she had a traumatic experience.
Like, okay, well, I don't know. More than once. I've gone on like first-ish dates that were double.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Okay, well, that's a recipe for disaster.
But I think
you always get stuck with the ugly one if it's like a first date.
No, it's not a blind date.
Oh, okay.
But I think it can be awkward if you're like a really established couple, and
that's
then
what
you're
I'm
with.
Saying.
But I feel like they're getting established. Well,
but
I don't
like
know.
3 years established. Like me and Brad are like really together, you know. And I'm more than happy to do it. Like I love double dates, and like it's hard to find other couples that are as happy as Brad and I. So I'm, and like, they're obviously really happy. So I'm like, this is going to be perfect. I love her. So you know what I mean? But I also am like, wait, I feel kind of bad though. I don't want to make it awkward.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week for episode 15.
Yeah. Thanks guys for tuning in. Maybe in the next episode, we'll do like a little office tour. I really want to do that.
Okay.
Bye.